John 6, let me read one verse. Stand with us, let's honor the Bible. I won't be long, I just want to say a few things this morning. If the Lord will help us, I don't think I'll be long. But we want to mind the Lord. In John chapter 6, verse 48, Jesus said, I am that bread of life. Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, O God, again this morning. Thanking you, Father, for all your blessings. Thank you, Lord, for what we feel in our heart today, Lord. I love you, Father, and I thank you for the church. Thank you for these that are bowed here and the encouragement and the testimonies, Lord, that we've heard today. Father, I thank you that you're still working in the hearts and the lives of your people. Lord, that you're making a difference in the latter day. Lord, I pray, Father, that you'd bless these that are bowed here. Lord, I pray, Father, if there's a great need in the hearts of your people, Lord, I pray that you'd grant it today. Save sinners, Lord. Oh, God, we pray, Father, that there be one among us that's not ever been saved. Lord, I pray that you'd save them today. Have your way now in the service and give us words, Lord, that we need to say. Anoint us afresh with fresh oil. Lord, we pray now that you'd go with us in what you do for us. We'll be careful to thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we humbly pray, amen and amen, amen. Now there's a big crowd of folks that had, I believe there were 5,000 people that Jesus had fed them with a few fish and a few loaves of bread. And they had saw the great miracle that Jesus had done in the feeding of them. The Bible said they were all filled because of that miracle. And not only that, but there were 12 basketfuls regained after the feeding of the 5,000. What a great miracle they had seen. And the Bible said that the disciples now had got in the ship and going over to the other side. And the Bible said that the day following in verse number 22, and the day following that there were other ships that had that noticed that Jesus was not there. In verse number 23, and they also had loaded up the ship and headed on the other side. And the Bible said that when they got there, they had questioned, how did he get there? And why did he go there? And they had come, Jesus said, not because of the miracles that they had seen, but the Bible said they had come because they did eat of the loaves and were filled. You know, the Bible said, Jesus told them not to labor for the meat which perisheth. He said, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life. And he said, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. And the Bible said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. This is our meat and our drink. This is where we find our strength from today, is from the Word of God. The Bible said the outer man perish, but the inner man is renewed day by day. It's renewed and given strength by the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And if we've ever had a famine in the land today, it's not because the Word of God is not being preached, but it's because the Word of God is not being received. Amen. It's got to get on the inside of us if it's ever going to make a real difference in our life. Amen. I believe in real, practical living from the living Word of God. Don't you? I believe that the Word that the Lord gave us will help us to live thereby, and help us to live and to be strong in the things of God. The Bible said heaven and earth shall pass away, but he said my Word shall endure forever. Amen. And it will. It'll endure forever. It'll feed you while you're here, and it'll feed you when you're there. Amen. The Bible said that Jesus said, I am that bread of life. And the Bible said now, they were those that had come to Jesus, and they had spoken to him about the bread that God had given to Moses, or that he given to them in the day of Moses. That manna, how that had came down from heaven. How you remember how the Bible said it was angel food. Yeah. Amen. And it was a wafer. How the Bible said it was sweet, how like honey. Amen. And how God had blessed them how from the time how that he gave it to them till how they went over into the land of Canaan. How God had blessed them how with that manna. 6 days they were to gather that manna. But on the sixth day, they were to take that manna and gather enough for the seventh day. And God fed them. God blessed them with that heavenly food. But that was not the true bread. Jesus said, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven. They were depending on Moses and said, Moses didn't give you that bread from heaven. He said, but my Father give you the true bread from heaven. Yeah. Now that manna was a type and shadow of what was to come. Amen. Now the Bible said they ate that manna in the wilderness and they died. But he said, this bread that my heavenly Father hath given you, he said, if you eat of that bread, he said, ye shall live. I tell you this morning, it's living bread. Amen. It's the bread supplied from the Father. Amen. And it's not given to us by any man, nor was it revealed to us by any man, but it was given unto us from our heavenly Father. Amen. And I want you to know this morning that if you look to that bread, you shall live. And amen. I'm glad, hallelujah, that he's able to give that supplied bread that came down from heaven. But it's that bread, thank God, that was also would satisfy those that would receive that bread. And Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He said, he that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. And it's the satisfying bread that comes from God. Amen. This morning, and it'll satisfy the hunger in your soul today. And if you'll trust in him, and amen, it's not anything that man can give, but it's everything that God does. And when he saves an individual, it satisfies the longing soul of the hunger in a man and that he longs for. And but then Jesus said, this is the bread which come down from heaven. He said, that a man may eat thereof and not die. He said, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. Amen. And I tell you, we're not looking for nothing else. He's the sufficient bread of God that God gave. There'll not be another Savior. There'll never be another Calvary. There'll never be another drop of blood sufficient for the covering of man's sins. And it's already been brought to us, and it's sufficient for the last generation, for this generation, and for the generation to come. Amen. Sufficient to save all of those who come to him that are lost and undone this morning. He said, I'll give unto them, he said, eternal life. He said, they'll live forever. How the Bible said the Jews came. Jesus said, and the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. We saw that. We saw that body, how that hung between heaven and earth, the bread of life that gave himself for the propitiation of our sins, the go-between, the price paid for the guilty, hallelujah, how that we, through Christ Jesus, could have the forgiveness of sin and the bread of life. He said, if any man will eat this bread, he shall live forever. He said, I'll give my flesh, he said, which I will give for the life of the world. And the Jews thereof strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? There are some people that take this text literally, and they believed that that Jesus was talking to them about cannibalism, and that a man can eat another man. But Jesus wasn't talking about cannibalism, and he is talking about salvation. Amen. You've got to get the bread on the inside. Hallelujah. That'll make a difference on the outside. Amen. Jesus said, except ye eat of my flesh, he said, and drink of my blood, ye have no life in you. He is that bread. They've been a many apostles come that promised great things. There have been imposters in Jesus' day, and there's imposters in our day. But he said, I'm the true bread. The Bible said that Satan can transform himself into an angel of light. Now you think about that. Let me just let that sink in. That Satan himself can transform himself into angels of light. And he said, and be it not that he also can take his ministers then, and he can transform them into ministers of light. They're in the pulpits all over America. They're lookalikes. That's what they are. They're lookalikes. Amen. But they don't have the goods that'll make the difference. Amen. They'll preach to you prosperity. They'll preach to you about healing. They'll preach to you about financially stabilizing your life. They'll preach a gimme, gimme, gimme gospel. Amen. But I'm telling you, Jesus said, I come to give them life that they might have it more abundantly. He's not talking about temporal. He's talking about eternal. He come to give eternal life. And that goes against the grain because you got to die to get it. Nobody wants to die to get it, but you got to die to get it. Amen. As a 16-year-old boy, I brought my life to the altar. Died out that day. Amen. The old dead man was in that altar. Amen. And I was raised up a new man. Amen. In Christ Jesus. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Amen. He said, I am that satisfaction bread. Amen. But he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. He said, as the Father, he said, as the living Father has sent me, he said, and I live by the Father. He said, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread that came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Amen. He said, I am that bread, that true bread. He was telling them, you got to get him on the inside. Jesus said, I'm going away. And he said, if I go away, he said, I'm going to send a comforter. Another one who's just like me. And he said, he will be in you and shall be with you. I'm glad this morning that we can have access to the bread and we can eat that bread this today. Pull up to the table this morning and feast from that bread. Everybody's wanting a filling, wanting to get filled. That's what they were wanting to do. They wanted to come to Jesus, and they got on the little ships, and they made it to the other side where the Lord was. And Jesus said, you didn't come here to see because of me. You've come here because you're filled. That's what people want today is filling, get filled. But I tell you, if you'll come and eat of this bread, you'll have a filling that never will hunger again. You'll never hunger again. The woman at the well took the drink of that well and she left her water pots and never thirst again. Amen. He said, I'm that bread. Are you looking for that bread? I tell my wife, she'll say, the grocery store, said, what kind of bread do you want? I said, I want the kind that's got the little girl praying. You know, I don't know the name of it. What is it?
Sunbeam.
Got the little girl praying.
Yeah.
I like that, don't you?
Yeah.
Jesus said, he said, when you pray, give me this bread, my daily bread. I need him every day.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. I need him every day.
Oh, yeah.
Let's stand this morning.